A brief and quick report on Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Devotees have probably heard about his arrival in Umayapur, seen some of the pictures. You can see him on Dandavat, so I'm going to try and put some on here on the site as well. When I was in Bombay, I'd mentioned that he was planning to come, and he did so. He flew from Mumbai to Calcutta with two doctors, therapists, and devotees, and they arrived in Calcutta yesterday, and from Calcutta he came by ambulance along with a fleet of cars to Siddhamayapur. He stopped at Jagannath Mandir along the way, and there he switched from the ambulance into a car, and then came by car. We were expecting him sometime around 3:30, but it ended up being at 6 o'clock. And we even stopped the GBC meeting early. There was a big kirtan that was greeting him all the way out on the road. And then he drove up to the temple courtyard entrance there. It was a bit scary. There was really a lot of pushing and shoving from guests and devotees, disciples. It could have been a bit more orderly, but anyway, we're in India, we're in Bengal. But everything went smoothly, and he greeted his godbrothers, asked for them, we greeted him. And then he came into the temple room where he gave a little talk. I was really very surprised how improved his speaking has become, probably due to the therapy and natural improvement, recuperation. Since we met a week ago, I could understand everything. There's a devotee who translates for him as he talks, but actually his speech is really, really good. And he made a sort of nice statement that he has great difficulty speaking. This was in the temple room last night, but he's addicted to speaking. He can't stop speaking, so therefore, even in this condition, he's trying to do so. And this morning, on my way to the GBC meeting, I dropped in while he was having breakfast. We exchanged a few words, and then at 11:30 he came up to the GBC meeting, and that was very nice. He addressed the GBC and gave a little report on his developments up to date, and also the plan. He mentions that the doctors had suggested that after Ram Navami he go to the West for some neurosurgical treatment. I don't know exactly what that meant, but that was what he had said. Some of the GBC members spoke and welcomed him. We took a group photo. He stayed here till noon, and then he went back down again. He's not staying in his quarters on top of the Lotus building, but he's staying downstairs in the back of the Conch building in one of the ground floor rooms. And outside there's a pandal set up, and I expect he's going to be meeting and speaking with devotees. It's a miracle. I'd already mentioned that earlier, and it's something for all devotees to really place their faith in. If Krishna wants to save you, he will. It's a question of whether he wants to or not. Mare Krishna, Rake Ke, Rake Krishna, Mare Ke. If Krishna wants to protect you, no one, nothing can harm you. If Krishna wants to take you, then no one can keep you here. So miracles do take place, they do happen under Krishna's guidance. What is it that the Vaishnavas want? What is it that the Lord wants? If the Lord really wants, then now, as with Prahlad Maharaj, or as with other stories that we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bharat, Chad Bharat, Krishna can intervene in someone's life and save them. So we should take great inspiration from this, because certainly Krishna saved Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Hare Krishna.